One of the 48 kinyanim shebahem nikneta Torah, one of the 48 ways to acquire Torah, is a person who is eino machzik tova le'atzmo. Eino machzik tova le'atzmo. A person who does not take the credit of his success in Torah to himself. I'd like to explain this kinyan in three ways. The first one, a practical understanding. If a person is always going to take credit for what he learns and he's going to feel satisfied, he did a lot, so naturally that will cause him to be lax in his learning. It will cause him to go soft in his learning from now on because he feels that he's satisfied with what he learned until now. So as the Tana told us earlier in Pirkei Avot, Im lamata Torah harbe al tachzik tova le'atzmecha ki lekach notzarta. If you learned a lot of Torah, don't be machzik tova le'atzmecha. Don't give yourself too much credit. After all, that's what you were created for. So a person who gives himself credit is now going to desire rest and peace, and he won't work hard on his learning. So the fact that he's not going to work hard will cause him to not understand his learning as well from now on. A person has to know that when it comes to Torah, no matter how much we learn, it's never enough. He's only beginning. Aruka me'eretz midah, the Torah is so vast. When we keep that in mind, when we know that we're always just starting, we're just at the edge of beginning the learning, then our desire to know more and more and to explore increases and increases. So that's the first way of understanding. It's a practical way. The second way of understanding how it's a kinyan of Torah is someone who is not machzik tova le'atzmo is not going to feel the urge to use or abuse his keter Torah. Because he feels, who am I? I don't deserve. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was graceful to me and he gave me his chokhmah. It's not really me. It's not really mine. As it says, Yagata u'matzata Ha'amin. Even after you work hard, you have to remember it's still begeder metziah. And that was the way of our great gedolei Torah. They were never machzik tova le'atzmam. They were able to use their keter Torah, and yet they were humble all the time because they knew it's a matnat Elokim. Rav Shlomo Volbe, the author of Alei Shur, that's a work that Rav Yecheskel Levinstein, alav shalom, considered an obligatory reading for every yeshiva student. So Rav Shlomo Volbe once remarked, it often happens that an author is unable to express his greatness through his writing, and the book does not do justice to its author. In Alei Shur, however, the opposite is true. There was so much assistance in its writing from above that the resulting book is actually greater than its author. The Chafetz Chaim's son, Reb Leib, asked his father if he thought people could ever appreciate the years of exertion and toil he had put into writing every page of the Mishnah Berurah. The Chafetz Chaim responded, "Why should it bother me if people don't appreciate my work properly? Did I work so hard just to earn people's praise? Hashem could testify that my intentions were only for His glory, and He surely knows the effort that went into the Mishnah Berurah." Rav Shach, alav shalom, was once in the hospital for an operation. He overheard some family members planning to tell the hospital staff who their important patient was and ask that he be treated accordingly. Rav Shach protested strongly, "I'm no different than any other old man. The doctors are paid to treat all their patients equally. Were they to treat me differently from anyone else, it would be at the expense of the other patients, and that would be stealing." some classic examples of Al Tachzik Tova Le'atzmach. And a third way, it's possible to explain these words maybe with a little twist. En Tov Ela Torah. Tova, real good is Torah. Al Tachzik Tova Le'atzmach. One who knows that the Torah that he knows is a gift from Hashem is not going to keep it to himself. Don't keep that Tova. Don't keep the Torah to yourself. Share it with others. Inspire other people. Know that you are a messenger, a malach from Hashem, to give over Torah to others and to inspire them as well. May we be zocheh bezat Hashem to acquire Torah, especially in these coming days of Kabbalat HaTorah, the days of Shavuot. May we be zocheh to achieve at least a percentage of each one of these 48 kinyanim. Amen, kinyi ratzon.